Yeah, no, good guys. Yeah, no, they've worked so far over the last 6 or 7 years, so I don't think I can change them now.
Good boy.
Is he give you a good price?
Oh, it's a standard price.
I think it's standard to go straight through to the keeper, straight to the missus, and she gets it paid. So they're worth it.
Very good. Hey, Brett, I know you've got to go. Yeah. Thank you for joining
us.
Best of luck
today.
Thanks,
boys. All have fun.
Good on you, Brett Preble there. Hey, Tommy. Geez, you got a wonderful book of rides today, mate. You must be really looking forward to the day. And for me, you're looking at the form guide. It's nearly T. Berry taking on Jay McDonald today.
Yeah, well, he's just sitting next to me in the jockey's room now with his undies on. He's looking a picture of health, he is, actually. But
he'd be a bonds man, wouldn't he, Tommy? He'd probably be Calvin Klein.
Oh, you know, he's Calvin Klein, all right. A nice pair of red ones he's got on.
Go on.
I've got a good book of rides, guys. So hopefully I can beat the champ here a couple of times. It'd be nice.
What about Soaring Ambition? What do you do from the gate?
Oh, look, I think all two-year-old races, you can't be too negative. You've got to be positive in some degree. So I'll be a little bit positive. Hope to park in somewhere midfield with a bit of cover. If we get a bit of luck, obviously she'll be right in the race, and there's obviously a big chance she won't get the luck. So she just needs a very good steer and a bit of luck, and she'll have a chance.
Geez, there's a good push for warmth in the first, Tommy, the kickstart proceedings for you.
Yeah, no, we're all very keen on her. She was a very aggressive filly last preparation and wanted to do things wrong, but she's come back in probably twice as strong and, you know, a better head on her shoulders. So she's doing things right. We're very pleased with the way she's relaxed in her trial. She's got to run 1,200. It's probably the only query, but like I said, she's given herself more of a chance to do that this preparation, so I think we can start off the day with a winner.
And Wheelhouse in the second, Tommy, that was some sort of a win. I'm sure you've watched the race, the video a couple of times since, but that last 200 metres was exceptional.
Yeah, look, he's going really well. His best form's been on the wet. He's got his form on good tracks still haven't been too bad. He's been racing up in sort of good grip company for the last two preparations. Now he's in restricted grade, obviously, against Magic Millions horses, and he's going very well. He's going to get a nice run from the gate, and looks to be a little bit of speed in it with Love Tap and Big Boy Roy, so he'll get a nice cart somewhere, one or two pairs back, and he'll be the strongest on the line, that's for sure. So he's a great chance.
And speaking of Paul Snowden, during the week he gave a big push for AIM, who is a very big price for the Millions Cup. Despite the wide gate, back on top of the ground. What are your thoughts about AIM today?
Yeah, well, James was 4 and 5 deep on him last year in the three-year-old race at once, so surely I can give him a little bit of a better ride from there. But, look, he's a horse who mixes his form around. He doesn't like wet tracks. He had that a couple of weeks ago here, so got to forget that run. But we're very happy with the way he's going, progressing before that run. And with how bullish the Snowdens are, you've got to take note of that. And, there's good pressure in the race, which is good, so he'll be hitting the line strong late.
Tom, appreciate your time this morning.
Tommy, you must be excited to be back on her first up on a good track.
Yeah, I thought you were going to miss out my best ride of the day, Jemaya, but
Tom. Yeah.
No, that's all right. Her biggest query is obviously first up 1,400. She missed that run 2 weeks ago, but she's had three nice trials now. It's good grounding. Team's very happy with her at home, and I've no doubt she's the best filly in the race. I just think if it's run at a brutal 1,400 metre speed, it might just find her out a little bit late, which it looks like it could be. So I think the slower they go, even though she's a horse that's just around midfield, she's got the best turn of foot and will probably suit me better if they go at a leisurely tempo. So she's probably the best horse I'm sitting on today, and hopefully she can prove that.
Tommy, best of luck today, mate.
Good luck, Tommy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Take care.